Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Today is Monday, March 25th. We're talking about the deadliest attack in Russia in two decades and how it could impact the war in Ukraine, even though the Ukrainians were not behind it. Also, a shutdown averted. Why a deal to keep the government open could end up causing even more chaos in the U.S. House. And Princess Kate's first public statement since revealing her diagnosis. Plus, blizzard conditions are in the forecast for several states today. A new deal could bring former President Trump a multi-billion dollar windfall. And we'll break down your chances of winning one of the massive lottery jackpots now up for grabs. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Russia is now in mourning in the aftermath of its worst terror attack in 20 years. 137 people were killed, including three children, when gunmen opened fire at a suburban Moscow concert venue. Another 182 were hurt, most critically. The Islamic State, also known as ISIS, claimed responsibility for this attack while releasing a graphic video of it. And American intelligence officials say they can confirm the group's claim. Russia has apparently been a top ISIS target for a while, since Russia was an ally of Syria's government in the war against ISIS, among other things. In fact, the Biden administration says it shared information with Russia earlier this month about a planned terror attack and issued a public warning to Americans in Russia. Four men from Tajikistan were in court yesterday facing formal terrorism charges for the attack. Seven other people are in Russian custody, suspected of being involved. In his first public remarks on the tragedy, Russian President Putin did not mention the Islamic State, but he did say the attackers were helped by Ukrainian contacts and planned to flee to Ukraine. Ukrainian officials called those allegations absurd, saying Russia needs to be asking questions of their own intelligence agencies instead. Either way, there is now fear Putin could use the terror attack as a pretext to escalate its Ukrainian invasion. Over the weekend, President Biden signed the last-minute bill passed in Congress to keep the government running, for the next 6 months at least. Under the $1.2 trillion spending package, defense funding will go up by about 3%. And non-defense spending will stay about even with current levels, though there's still a little shuffling between departments here and there. Negotiators on both sides of the aisle celebrated some wins, but in the end, more Democrats voted for the measure than Republicans. And with that, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a new threat to his gavel. Conservative Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a motion to remove him from the speakership, saying the House needs someone who will stick with GOP priorities instead of compromising with Dems. It's the same motion that was used to oust the last speaker just a few months ago. Though Johnson won't actually have to defend himself for a little bit. Both the House and Senate are now on a two-week recess. When they get back, though, lawmakers not only have the speakership battle to contend with, but the House is facing growing pressure to take up the foreign aid funding package that was already passed in the Senate. So, to be continued. Former President Trump is returning to Wall Street. Shareholders of a publicly traded shell company called Digital World Acquisition Group approved a deal to merge with Trump's media business. And with that, Trump Media and Technology Group will soon begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market. The former president is set to own most of the combined company, and the total value of his stake could be nearly $3 billion. This all comes as Trump is in dire need of cash. Today is the due date for the former president to post a $454 million bond to appeal his civil fraud case in New York. But last week, Trump said he was unable to secure the money since 30 different insurance companies declined to take his real estate as collateral. If he does not post bond today, the New York Attorney General could start to seize his assets. So this new media merger could be the thing that helps him, but even that's complicated. For now, under terms of the agreement, Trump is not allowed to cash out right away. The company's board could make changes to the rule that keeps him from selling shares for 6 months, and that is possible since as part of the merger, the company inherited a board of directors that includes Donald Trump Jr. and several former members of the Trump White House. Another option is that Trump could find someone to loan him the money using his new Trump Media shares as collateral. So stay tuned. Space weather forecasters are keeping an eye on a geomagnetic storm, but the federal agency known as NOAA says there's no reason to be concerned. It could interrupt high-frequency radio transmissions like the ones aircraft use to communicate to distant traffic control towers, but most commercial aircraft can use satellite transmission as a backup if they have to. Now, here's the cool part. Because of the geomagnetic storm, parts of the Midwest might be able to see the aurora borealis, otherwise known as Northern Lights, tonight. So as long as the skies are clear, people might be able to see the dancing waves of colorful light in the sky as far south as Northern California. The light show was supposed to start being visible last night and could be lasting into tonight. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I'm so happy to be partnering with Vessi. We just had some rain here over the weekend, and I was so glad to have the Stormburst Vessies in my closet. I love the Stormburst high tops. Now, first of all, they are super comfortable, maybe the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. I know that's a big statement, but it's important, especially if you're going to be wearing these for hiking this spring. But over the weekend, I just used them to be able to go out and about in my beach city in the rain, because not only are they comfortable and easy to get on and off, but they are also waterproof, giving me the confidence that I can adventure about in any weather and stay dry and warm along the way. And finally, they are really cute. I love the look. I love how I feel in them. In fact, they're so stylish, I would not have expected that they were waterproof, but they are. I find myself looking for more times that I can go on walks or get outside because I love wearing these shoes. So don't let spring showers or unexpected weather keep you indoors. Equip yourself with Vessi's versatile shoes at vessi.com/newsworthy for shoes that combine waterproof protection with urban elegance. Start your journey with Vessi and get an automatic 15% off your first order at checkout. Go to Vessi, V-E-S-S-I, vessi.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Winter weather alerts are now in effect for nearly 1,400 miles of the United States. 6 to 12 inches of snow are expected from northwest Kansas to Michigan, with some areas facing up to 2 feet. For some cities, this one storm could bring just as much snow as they've had all winter. Plus, some areas will see wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour, so there's blizzard warnings in effect from Colorado to South Dakota. And with that, people have been told to expect difficult travel conditions and possible power outages. The storm has already started and could last through tomorrow morning. By the way, parts of New England are still cleaning up from the last round of heavy snow. Over the weekend, parts of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine got more than 2 feet of snow. Messages of support are pouring in for Britain's Princess Kate, who announced she's been diagnosed with cancer. The cancer was apparently discovered after an abdominal surgery in January. In a newly released video message, she said the diagnosis was a huge shock, and she's now going through chemotherapy. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, King Charles, who was facing his own cancer battle, said he was proud of his daughter-in-law for her courage in speaking as she did. Prince Harry and Meghan also said they wished for health and healing for Kate and her family. Britain's prime minister's statement said the princess has the love and support of the whole country. President Biden said he was praying for her full recovery. And those are just a few messages shared over the weekend. In response, a spokesperson for Kensington Palace said Prince William and Princess Kate are both extremely moved by the public's warmth and support, and reiterated that the prince and the princess will be keeping their lives private for a while as they navigate the next steps. The FAA says it's stepping up its oversight of United Airlines. It comes in response to a string of nearly a dozen incidents on flights this month, all involving Boeing jets. The FAA is going to evaluate the company's facilities, manuals, and more. And it says some of United's future plans, like new routes, might be put on hold depending on what comes up. United says it is cooperating and has some plans of its own, like an extra day of pilot training in a couple of months. It's also making changes to training for newly hired mechanics. As you know, the FAA has already tightened oversight of Boeing to hopefully shore up any problems on planes before they get to the airlines. In the face of all of these high-profile problems, we wanted to know if flying is still safe. So we got a former FAA investigator's take on all of this, and you can listen to that special edition Saturday episode. It should be right after today's episode in your podcast app. first person to have his brain implanted with a Neuralink chip has made history once again. He became the first person to post on X using only his thoughts. Earlier, Neuralink live-streamed an update showing the man playing video games and online chess using just his mind. And he went into more detail on an hour-long video posted on Friday. The patient explained that he simply imagines the cursor moving where he wants it to go, and it follows. He got into an accident that left him quadriplegic in 2016, so these are huge steps for him. The man does acknowledge there's still work to be done to refine the technology, but plans to keep working with the Neuralink team to help work out all the kinks. Neuralink says its long-term goals are to help patients restore mobility, communicate without typing, and more. This weekend, nostalgia seemed to bring a lot of people out to the movie theaters. The latest Ghostbusters sequel, Frozen Empire, easily topped the box office in its debut weekend. This one features the new generation of Ghostbusters, including Paul Rudd, as well as the original team played by Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and more. It did well, but not amazing, with just over $45 million in domestic ticket sales. After the new Ghostbusters movie, even more sequels topped the box office. Dune Part 2 claimed the number 2 spot in its fourth weekend, and Kung Fu Panda 4 fell to third place in its third weekend. This coming weekend is expected to be bigger when Godzilla Kong: The New Empire opens in wide release. Today marks the start of the Hindu festival Holi, also known as the Festival of Colors. Millions of people in India and other parts of the world will celebrate the start of spring, along with love, happiness, and the triumph of good over evil. Holi's signature tradition is seen through people of all ages taking to the streets to throw and smear colorful powders on each other. There's also bonfires, singing, dancing, prayer, and feasting. The festival has Hindu roots, but really anyone can take part, no matter their religion, caste, or political affiliation. So if you celebrate, we wish you a very happy Holi. That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, OneSkin. So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using, because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Well, people all around the country are trying their luck at becoming wealthy overnight. Both the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots have been soaring recently. The Mega Millions is up to $1.1 billion, and Powerball is now at $800 million, making it one of the game's largest. Both Powerball and Mega Millions made some changes to the games years ago that made it a bit tougher to win jackpots, which causes the jackpots to grow larger and tends to bring more attention and therefore ticket sales to each drawing. The next Powerball drawing is set for tonight. The next Mega Millions drawing is set for tomorrow. The cost of tickets are $2 per play in 45 states and Washington, D.C., but of course, don't put all your hopes and dreams on it. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are 1 in 292 million. The chances are even worse for Mega Millions at 1 in 303 million. Or in other words, you have a greater chance of winning an Oscar or being hit by a meteorite. It's actually hard to find things you are not more likely to do than win the lottery. But it can still be fun to play. So if you have a ticket or plan on getting one, good luck. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. For now, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off
my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.